Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? There are so many components to business. There are so many variations in how people do things. There's many ways that there's no right or there's no wrong. There are just things that are different. But one thing that is absolutely the same, no matter what business you are in, is that you have employees. If you have one employee or you have 1,000 employees, you still have employees. And how you relate to those employees will make a difference. Or, to be more precise, how they relate to you will make a difference. Business owners, how do you connect with your employees? There isn't enough time given to really understand exactly what's important to our employees, how to connect to them, what they think, how to talk to them in the right way, how to motivate them in the right way. Now, every person is going to be different. Just because you have an agenda and you want to accomplish something, you may have to approach different people in different ways. Some people may hear what you have to say. Some people may see what you're talking about. And some people, you may have to tell them several times. But you have to relate and understand that your employees are the most important aspect of your business. Yes, the customer is important. Yes, the prospect is important when you're going out to sell. The close, the presentation, your marketing materials are all important. But every single employee that you have is a person who represents the company. So if you do have a receptionist and that receptionist answers the telephone, as far as anyone calling in knows, that is the company. If you have a salesman out there on the road, that is the company. If you have a service person on the road and they're not polite, they're not on time, they don't clean up after they're done working, that is the company. So we have to connect to our employees. We have to get them to understand exactly what we are trying to accomplish, why we're there. We have to treat them like we would want to be treated. I know you've heard that before. You've probably heard it for years, but most people never stop and think. Because we're in such a busy, hectic world, we don't give our employees the consideration that they need. Now, of course, there are people that work for you that will make your life difficult, and they have to be given the opportunity to go find another job someplace else. But most people that work for you want to succeed. They want to do well. And if you connect with them, if you understand them, if you take a moment and say hello to them, if you ask them how the family is, if you are involved in what they are doing in the business, if you try to help them all you can, if you're training them, if you educate them in the business, if there is an emergency, if you're right there for them, you're going to find that that will bring loyalty, and the loyalty will help you run your company because they're going to look out after you. So it's not complicated. You look out after them, they look out after you. Now, there's somebody out there in the audience saying, I haven't experienced that. And it's possible that there are people who will be counterproductive to that. But most people work for feeding the family, but they stay with the job because they connect to the circumstances around them. They connect to the boss. They connect to their coworkers. It's their family, in a sense. It's their second family. They spend more time with people at work than they do people at home. So when you're talking to an employee, think about what you're saying. Think about how you'd like to be talked about. Think about what that particular person needs to be successful. Let's help them be successful so they can make the business successful. Without employees and without people working with us, we are a very small business. The larger we get, the more employees we have, the more potential we have to make money. So do everything that you possibly can for the people that work for you within good business sense. Are we paying them at market rate? Are we paying them a little above market rate? Are we able to provide benefits for them? What about their vacations? Really do a study of what makes employees be productive, why they stay with companies, and let's create a culture inside of our business that people want to come to work. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.